What's going on, man? It is Thoughty Thursday, episode number 2, man. Welcome back to Hard Talk Life. Check it out. We got some things we got to clear off the chest. But first, and always foremost, man, I just wanted to say something to you guys on your Thursday, man. To cut the roots out of a tree, man, you start at the top, right? Same goes for humans. Fix that issue in your mind. The heart, the soul, everything else will follow. Your life will improve. So take a deep dive into yourself sometimes, man. I know it's not easy, but with that determination comes the validation. You'll start to see changes in your life. Fucking Walmart. Back in, what was it, July 17th? I don't know. This thing just came up on my phone, tripping me out. Walmart. Wait. This is, I don't know if this is fake news or what, but this comes off of Caplock News. So take it for a grain of salt. But Walmart announced earlier today that they would be requiring all customers to wear deodorant. It's a totally new concept. I know. The announcement came in a corporate memo, including 5-cent discount on all deodorant products for store employees. Bro. The store greeter will be responsible for sniffing everyone's armpit before allowing the customers inside the store. Good luck on that wage. Kids and toddlers will also be required. Listen, look, I hope this shit's fake. I haven't fact checked it. This thing came up on my social media and I was just like, the fuck? You know what I mean? It's just... If customers forget to apply deodorant, they'll have the opportunity to purchase some outside the store. Yeah. That was in July. I don't see that shit happening. If I ever see an employee sniffing somebody's child, I'm going to have a fucking problem with that. Ow. Poots. Don't fucking bite me. She's got this weird thing, man, where she likes to, like, dance around my... And if I don't pay attention, she'll bite my damn ankle. Weirdo. Poots. Meow. She wants attention. That's what she wants. Yeah. So, no, that just came up. It was on CapsLockNews.com/Walmart requiring all... Yeah, you get it. I don't know. It was fucked up. Whatever's going on in the corporate world with these fucking ideas, people are just throwing darts at the wall. I don't know. Which brings me to my next thought. Poots, come over here, baby. What the fuck is going on with this toilet paper shortage? Now, I remember when COVID started and this whole thing, hand towels and toilet paper, and everybody's buying like fucking garages, right? Full of this shit. People, I have a question. What the fuck does wiping your ass have to do with anything related to COVID? Now, is making sure that your ass is wiped to the utmost fucking cleanliness going to save your life? I mean, are you guys eating this shit? Are you like mixing it in with your fucking ramens? I don't get it. I don't think I'll ever get it. I mean, I understand the necessity of a cleanly ass. I don't want to smell that shit. I don't even want to smell my own shit. Because shit stinks. That's just the facts. Everybody's shit stinks. All right, we got that out of the way. But what is with the hoarding? For fuck's sakes. This is not pivotal to us surviving as a race. I don't know. Whatever. Fuck it. I'm over it. I can't wrap my head around it. I don't think I ever will. It's like, why? What is... Whatever. It's a cultural thing. Maybe it's just like this, fear-mongering, or maybe it gets into hype, you know? One person does it, and they see another person do it, and they get fucking hyper, and then, you know what I mean? I mean, hype sells, right? You know it. Look at this Travis Scott fucking cheeseburger thing with McDonald's. They're selling out Quarter Pounders. Well, because some kid put his name on it, you know, in a Ferrari. This is some sheep mentality right here, folks. Don't be a sheep, okay? There's certain things that are good to be a sheep at, right? When there's a fucking fire, all right, be a sheep. When you see motherfuckers running to the door, run, okay? That is some shit that either you're going to put it out or it's too fucking big and there's 12 people running. Okay, be a sheep. Get your ass out the door. You know what I mean? But a lot of this, I think, comes back down to like that hype culture, right? That hype mentality of allowing a lot of this outside influence to dictate a change in your fucking morality and your common sense. Like, what? I've never seen something on the TV that has made me question my morality to the point where I'm going to go fucking hoard toilet paper and get me a quarter pounder with fucking lettuce and bacon and barbecue sauce. That's the only difference. It's got lettuce, bacon, and barbecue sauce. How about this? Since they're selling out their fucking special Travi Patty fries and Travi Patty. I'm waiting for the Travi Patty breakfast. Fucking know it's coming. You know it's coming. They're going to ride this hype train until y'all bank account says -3. But I don't know if it's a cultural thing. I know some of it is a cultural thing. I know hype is definitely a cultural thing. I come from a live streaming background. And in live streaming, you see it major, okay? A new alert service comes out and motherfucking people just flock to these things, you know, like it's new. A new bot comes out and it allows you to do wah, 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 wah. And they flock. I mean, they head tooth and nail to these things. A great point to that is Elgato. Now, I'm sorry, Elgato, but I'm going to put it in. I'm going to turn it. Okay. You guys and your accessories. These are some cool tech.
But it works with my Stream Deck.
They came out with a light, a ring light, a $200 ring light. Something you can get on Amazon for $33. Now, of course, brand premium is a thing. It's been a thing. Gatorade has a premium. Nike has a premium. You know what I'm saying? Sony's got a premium. Microsoft's got a premium. These are brands, and they have brand premiums, and they set whether or not they're at a Supreme level. Or a 90-cent pen, but since you put Supreme on it, it's $110. Okay, so that's kind of where Elgato's going with this ring light for $200. And their accessories, man, you got to buy. It's like they got a mic arm, and then a mic arm clamp, and then a mic arm stand, and then a mic arm screw, and then a mic arm filter. And they're all separate. They're going the Apple way. Apple, I use your phone. Thank you, Visible. Visible Wireless. But, I mean, it was one of those deals where it's like, each one of them's fucking $30. You want to pay $30 for a pop filter? Maybe I should, because I'm probably popping and hissing all like crazy. But what? Listen, you're not, this is a real and raw broadcast. I mean, it's not like, I'm not going for professional. I'm going for realism. This is me on a budget with a cat bitching about all kinds of shit. I don't know. These are just thoughts. I wouldn't really say I'm bitching, but I mean, it's like fucking Elgato, man. What are you doing? Okay? You had a chance right now. The world is in probably one of the worst financial states. And I'm not just talking about America or fucking, everywhere. Okay? Jobs are a fucking premium now. And when we're talking about content creators, price gouging the fuck out of content creators right now, that's not a good look, bro. I mean, for me, I'm thinking, man, you guys could tone it down. Just, a ring light for 60, maybe? Maybe your margins? I don't know. Maybe you change the mold. Maybe you get a second or third party, somebody to make the plastic, because it's not like you're cutting these out of fucking aircraft-grade aluminum, which is something for about the quarter of a price of a milled aluminum framed phone from Apple. I don't know if they still do that, but I know at one point they did. So I mean, it's one of those deals where it was just like in my head, I can't justify it. Now I do know from being in the industry that I've watched that part of these hardware trains, the industry is bound to be affected by supply and demand, right? But the industry is also affected by, in many industries, by the supply and demand of attention, right? If something is getting a fucking metric ton of attention, there is a supply and demand in this hype, right? It's in gaming, it's in everything. It's in the release of a new pair of Jordans, an Xbox console, whatever floats your boat. If you really sit back and analyze it, half of the value of that product or that service is they're selling the fact that you're hype about it. Okay? Somewhere in some sort of media, or friends or things like that. Somebody got hype, got the other guy hype. Now you got two guys trying to get one guy hype. You see what I mean? You see how how it revolves, right? It's in everything. It's in the purchase of a new vehicle or all types of that. It's what I call hype marketing. It's a hype lifestyle. It's something that we have stopped questioning and started to do the proverbial,
Well, it's the new normal.
no. Okay, no. I don't buy into that. I'm sorry. I'm not shitting on your parade. I'm not at your fucking birthday party popping balloons. I'm just basically saying that myself personally, I believe that people should look between the lines, okay? Don't take everything at a face value. Like, for instance, that Walmart thing on Caps Lock News. I don't know if it's true. Me, my reaction, I laughed, right? Meanwhile, the rest of the internet would rather post it, throw some fucking catchy tag on it, and get everybody up in fucking arms. Like, let's grab the pitchforks and the fucking tiki torches and let's go burn the building down. What value did that bring to your life? What? That's my question. If people read between the lines on some of this hype, and really ask yourself, what kind of value does that bring? A lot of these things, what value? See, that's why I'm dumping these thoughts off, because sometimes these thoughts could be thoughts of other people. Maybe not you. Maybe potential listener a year from now, or hell, maybe I hit it on the head with a thought that you had 2 minutes ago. I mean, these are thoughts. These aren't facts, okay? You want to take your fact check and ask the Wikipedia, go for it. Okay, that's not what this is. This is rawer than that. This is from the heart, from the soul, from a brain that has got many miles on it. Many, many fucking miles. Like, many miles? You want to talk about many miles? No, hold on, I got to sniff. Are you wearing deodorant? You can't come into the podcast unless you're wearing deodorant. What? Uh-oh. Phone's ringing. It's my ad calling. Hold on. I gotta take this. Welcome back. Thanks. I had to take that phone call, man. I think you understand. Sometimes that's the way it has to be. Boots is in the window, man. It is pouring ass rain out here. Cold, blistery. Minnesota day. You know what they say in Minnesota, man? If you don't like the weather, wait 20 minutes. I'm guessing in 20 minutes, it's still going to be pissing ass rain. But I mean, hey, that's what it is. Just take it for what it is, man. Nature's a beautiful fucking thing. Real quick, after the break, man, I want to just say a shout out to the human beings out there who put toilet paper rolls on backwards. You motherfuckers are rebels. What about the people that wrap it around their hand? Keep rolling, baby. Keep rolling. Before the break, I was kind of talking about, that hype culture, right? And that somehow moral adaptation. Now, a lot of this too I roam around a lot of social medias. I absolutely use Twitter the most. You can find me twitter.com/lostsoulbrand, all one word. That's where we do polls. That's, you know, all those types of things. And you can learn a lot about the state of human beings if you just watch social media, right? Social media to me, and I think a lot of folks haven't really kind of noticed this, but it is a mirror to the minds of millions, right? And whether or not it's somebody jumping on somebody else's, you know, proverbial hype train, that they are either created or manifested through shortchanging somebody else's words, they've taken a clip out of context and weaponized it and used it to rally support for likes and retweets and whatever, okay? That shit happens. You can't fucking debate that. People are, you know, profiteering right now off of a lot of topics. I don't give a shit if it's politics, health, conspiracy theories, money management, you know, what you should or shouldn't do in your stream, you know, all that type of thing. And lately I've been seeing a lot of what I like to call podium streamers, okay? The heralds, the people standing on the soapbox, shaming other people and taking things out of context, right? It is a very savage industry, okay? And I used to be a Mixer streamer. I don't hide it. I enjoyed my time over there. I left. I forewent my contract. 3 days later, they shut down. That's fucking water under the bridge. But I'm seeing a lot of people signaling for attention in the manner of which they're standing on a podium telling motherfuckers what's acceptable, what's not acceptable in an industry that not only they work in, but might have a larger influence than par se the people that they're trying to reach. And that's how they're trying to gain influence, is with this industry altering technique of fuck you, you can't do that. That's not acceptable because I said so. What? I mean, let's use some common sense, okay? Common sense isn't so fucking common anymore. And we know this, right? You know what I mean? There's certain things, right? If there's somebody in the street, you don't punch it and run them over. Common sense says you slow the fuck down. Okay, so this is some sort of common sense. And my common sense, I've always tried to offer solutions, different mindsets to other people versus going, no, don't stream that way. How about you word it just a little bit better? And it might be a better advertisement, right? Because essentially that's what a lot of these folks are trying to do. They're trying to reach a broader audience to acquire more subs, more likes, more things to improve their life, right? Well, if everybody in this industry is just busy trying to improve their own life, it's no wonder why there's a disconnect between people. See, I've also been scrolling through Twitter and Facebook and stuff and checking all these groups. And you're seeing a lot of people getting pissed off. Follow for follow, sub for sub. You know, they throw you away as soon as, you know, their need. Like they came to you for some art. They hung around. You helped them out with an intro. Bang, they're fucking gone. No wonder why. Okay? No wonder why. Sit back and look. There's a lot of this shit that's bleeding down into industries. And it's coming from a lot of these heralds that are standing up and telling people what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. And it's reciprocating. See, for me, these platform loyalties, this, you know, you're going to Facebook gaming and I'm on Twitch, fuck you, okay? We're not friends anymore. You're friends with the platform. You're never friends with the person. And that's kind of weird. And that's where looking at social media, you can kind of see these things. Start to gauge these behavior patterns. But I think a lot of people aren't analyzing the situation. Now, what I think people could potentially do is self-invest, right? Self-invest. I know I'm on Anchor. If I would go the extra step. I would start my own website, fire up my own distribution, and do all those kinds of things on my own. Be it seen, I don't have the time. But with that also being said, I'm not a full-time podcaster. I have a job. I got a cat that's really fat and really cute. I love to play Destiny. And, you know, for a single guy, maybe, you know, chase a couple ladies, you know, I don't know. But what I mean is a lot of these people are full-time streamers, and these full-time streamers are also at war with each other over platforms. It is the most ridiculous thing, okay? These platforms have serious requirements. You got to have 30 hours of this. You have to do 40 hours of this. You have to have X amount of viewers. Let me throw this out there. What if all these heralds, all these people that are telling everybody else what to do with the industry, what if you just told them to fuck off, to hell with any platform, fired up a website, figured out how to get your own transcoding going, started paying all of that yourself? I think you'd be a little less harsh on the platform if you realize what it took to make one. You see what I mean? Like, everybody's quick, like a fucking emoji comes out in the, you know, everybody just fucking tears Twitch down. This is not right. This ain't true. But do you have any idea what it's like to try to deploy something to a crowd that fucking size? Oh, my stream won't load. Jesus, we've been doing this for 2 years. What is it, 30 million people watching that fucking site? Yeah, well, transcoding some videos is going to hitch once in a while. Like, fucking get over it. See, it's too... Right now, I mean, socially, everybody's cooped up. Everybody's losing their fucking marbles. Everybody's broke. Everybody's full of fear. But what they're losing is that wind. And I feel it. And I know, because I've lost the wind. I went along that line. I wasn't looking. 2 years ago, I didn't give a shit. 2 years ago, I'd rather stream then pay attention to the beautiful woman that was in the other room. It is a fucking mistake. It was stupid. But I got brought into that hype. I got brought into that platform. I got into that virtual friendship necessity. I was listening to the heralds saying, you have to have a schedule. You have to stream 10 hours a day. Well, of course, now that's all changed, right? Everybody's all about positivity and positive vibes only. I have nothing wrong with positive vibes. I'm a very positive person. But what I do have a problem with is not looking at both sides of the coin. See, if you take a quarter and you flip it over, there's heads and tails. There's yin and yang. There's dark and there's light. See, there's no the sun. If the sun was out all day, darkness wouldn't exist. Correct? Unless you cast in a shadow. But that's temporary. But at night, it's dark. If we didn't have lights on, it'd be really fucking dark. So, you know, as the industry changes and people change in all industries, music, you see music is holding on to a dying, business model of only selling CDs and LPs and, you know, etc. When, you know, the internet age is just flying off the handle with the likes of Spotify and stuff like that. And they're kind of adapting, but they'd rather just copyright strike you and take your fucking money. Like, there's a lot of greed going on right now. And there's a lot of greed in streaming. There's a lot of greed in everything we're doing, right? It's a me attitude right now in the world. Fucking people are trying to survive. And I don't fault them for it. But in all of this second part, all of what I've said has boiled down to 10 minutes and 35 seconds in. Question everything. Question how it applies to you. How does this apply to you? How can I use this? Okay, this guy is saying some foul shit. But why? Okay? Why? Where did this come from? Should I beg to ask another question? What brought you to this conclusion? You see what I mean? You know, there's a greater story at large, and with a larger understanding of a lot of these issues within, you know, let's just pick the streaming industry because that's where I came from. If you look at the larger picture, you look at the history of what that individual is heralding about, maybe there's a reason. And that's another one of those things that this podcast aims to bring is my faults, places I fucked up, the things I failed to see, and the consequences and repercussions and how I overcame those. Like I said earlier, I mean, I fell into all this streaming hype bullshit. It was great. I loved it. I loved the people. But I lost touch with a lot of the things around me. And that life balance of being tied up into a hype culture really fucked me up. It really did. It was a tough thing to get out of. It was a tough thing. Still to this day, I still touch my broadcast software like, nah, I'm not feeling it. I'm just not feeling it. I'm not feeling where the industry's going. I'm not feeling this hype train. I need to back off. I need to live a little. I need to center myself. I need to self-reflect on what I just did, what kind of value that brought me, and what am I going to do in the future? That's some Thursday shit right there. That's some thoughty Thursday. Poots! She's sleeping now. I just had to wake her up real quick. You know what I mean? Like, that's one of those things. Like, you gotta grab the cat and just be like, hey, Poots. You can probably hear her in the background. Now she's whirling. She does this little, I'm Poots. I love this cat. This cat is, you know, pets, man. I just fucking love pets, dude. I go to somebody else's house and they got a goofy dog that's got its face all in your balls. Like, this fucking dog, like, to me, I try to find the humor in life. Like, that's that's some good shit. Like, I don't know. Try to find the humor in life just a little bit. You know, I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer. These are some thoughts that have gone past my head. These are some solutions that I'm trying to throw some, you know, some chunks of corn at you and say, hey, wake up. Look around you. Look around the industry that you're in, whether you're creative or non-creative, you're on YouTube, you're not. Everybody telling you have to have the perfect lighting and you have to have this 4K camera and you have to listen, free your mind from that shit. Okay. That's to make sales. Those are affiliate links. That is a lot more bullshit. Take a look at the larger picture. Now I offer monetization on this through the, you know, through AdSense and stuff like that. We do have a monthly subscription thing. That's there. Okay. That's just fucking there. That's just to help out with, you know, the day-to-day living. If you find value in something, I pay for it. If you find value in something, you pay for it. So, I mean, if you find value in these overinflated products, go for it. I'm not here to hold you back. But I am here to entertain your brain. I would like to thank you for coming out to Thoughty Thursday, episode number 2. I got to get ready for work, man, and go brave the rain. Thanks for coming out, guys, man. This is your boy Lost on social media, anchor.fm/HTL. I'm going to get out of here. Peace, love, and chicken grease, man. And as always, be good to yourself. Be good to others. I'll catch you guys tomorrow for FPS Friday. We're going to talk about some games.
Yeah, buddy.
Later.